Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here we are. We're not to the end of November yet, and the Steelers technically are not in first place anymore. If the playoffs started this week, they would be on the outside looking in. They have moved from AFC North champion to the in-the-hunt category that we see on these NFL pregame shows and graphics that they show during games. The Ravens were 1-5, and now they're 6-5, riding a 5-game winning streak. And the Steelers are 6-5, but they don't currently have the tiebreaker on the Ravens because the Ravens are undefeated in the AFC North, and the Steelers slipped on the banana peel that was the Bengals that Thursday night in Cincinnati. I'll tell you one thing that is distressing about this mid-season collapse. Remember back in, you know, way back in late September, early October, when we were all poking fun at the Ravens defense, and for good reason, because you could pull up any website that tracked NFL stats, scroll to the bottom of the page for any defensive stat, and that's where you would find the Ravens.
Yeah, they were pretty hideous. I think as of the October 5th, 44-10 loss to the Texans, they had given up 400 yards plus in three of their five games, had only forced two turnovers. People were saying things like, they better get Zachary Orr out of there and get old Dean Pease back out of mothballs to try to fix this thing.
Well, funny thing, today, as of right now, the Ravens have given up fewer points than the Steelers this year, and they've played the same number of games. So
they,
that defense that was lost in the wilderness, given up for dead.
They haven't given up 20 points since that Houston loss.
Mm-hmm.
They gave up 17 to the Rams in a 17-3 loss, which actually, Pony, looks somewhat impressive. Wagon, 30-16 win over the Bears, 28-6 over the Dolphins, 27-19 over the Vikings, 23-16 over the Browns, 23-10 against the Jets. Have not given up more than 19 points in a game. And have started by, not that I consider this the be-all, end-all, I think you know that, have forced at least one turnover in every one of those games. So six straight now that they're riding a streak of turnovers forced.
You know what the Steelers keep doing to people during this? And it's not really like a truly a collapse because they've played 500 football. And the Ravens just haven't lost, and to their credit, they've played bad teams, and they've won those games. Now, it hasn't been an impressive fashion. They needed Shedeur Sanders to come off the bench for the Browns and look like garbage last week, and they needed a game against the Jets to win yesterday. They were down 7-3 at the half. It was, like they like to call it in hockey, a low-event game.
Mm-hmm.
It was about as low-event football as you'll find in the NFL.
Jackson was very nondescript. If you have a Lamar Jackson-led fantasy team, you are in shambles right now. They're basically leaning on Derrick Henry.
And one of my 34 fantasy teams does have Lamar Jackson.
Do you
Jackson
even have a chance
right
to get like emotionally invested in any of these teams? I would just look at it like a balance sheet at a big company.
What the Steelers have done, though, this year for a lot of people, is we have this, like, I'm trying to find a word that I can use on the air here that's appropriate without getting in trouble.
Well, it's already good if you're having, if all the words you would otherwise use are not FCC suitable, that must be good.
They're causing their fans to have this bipolar reaction to things where today it's all about this team sucks.
Mm-hmm.
They stink. Tomlin should be out. Art Rooney is asleep at the wheel. It's so old and stale, it's not even funny. All of these natural reactions to what happens when you are barely above 500, out of the playoff race, and you're in year nine of a playoff drought.
Correct.
But the thing is, they keep tricking people. They win a game.
They're hoodwinking people.
And then people get back on. They beat the Colts. Okay. They're going to go to the Chargers and win. No.
We suck.
Aaron Rodgers plays his worst game ever there. The next day, Rodgers is cooked. The team stinks. They're done.
Mm-hmm.
They play the Bengals. They, for the most part, take care of business. They weren't dominant, but they did a lot on defense. They shut Jamar Chase down. Mason came off the bench and looked good.
They got the Tomlin recipe. They had two defensive scores.
They get people all week saying, hey, the Bears aren't actually that good. Look at the Bears' record. We can beat these guys.
They had people like Donnie convinced they'd win in PM team picks. Not these two gumshoes
friend. Donnie, I'm not saying this at all. I'm not like trying to like bust your balls here. I'm saying you are, he might be. I'm saying I think this is a symptom of the fan base and you happen to be a part of it. This back and forth where they win a game and it gets you to thinking, oh, the team they're playing's not that good. The Chargers don't have offensive tackles. The Bears don't have linebackers. And Steelers fans talk themselves into thinking like, okay, this team's got a shot here. I mean, I was even saying it last week. Look at the rest of the AFC. If they win this game in Chicago, they don't look that bad anymore. And then they lose. And like,
how many teams, to your point,
the amount of deflation that takes place with fans where they built themselves back up and boom, after a 3-hour game, they're right back to saying things like, blow it all up. I'm sick of watching this.
Where do you think they rank in the AFC? Right, they're the eighth team on like Sports Reference when you just sort it that way.
Yeah.
I think at best, they're the 10th best team in the conference.
And here's what'll happen. They'll beat the Bills on Sunday. They'll, you know, have Josh Allen running for his life. And we'll be here all next week, and people will say, Baltimore's not that good. We own Lamar Jackson. We can easily go there and win.
They haven't been the same Baltimore this year.
This team has cast a spell on a lot of its fans because of their up and down nature all season. And I get it. A lot of NFL teams are like that. The Steelers are not completely unique.
They are very mercurial, though.
But it's because of what's happened the last few years that the reaction is so pronounced here anytime they lose, because Mike Tomlin has not given you a reason in a long time to trust him after a loss like this to right the ship for more than just a week or two.
I mean, I'm in a group chat, Donnie, on Twitter, like a DM chat with a bunch of Steelers fans who I know. And after every win or loss, it either changes to Steelers chat, we are so back after a win, and then Steelers chat, it's so over. Somebody does it every time, and that is what Pony is describing to a T.
Do you disagree with my summation of things?
No. And I don't mind the ball busting, because I was the one that stood strong proudly that the Ravens would, in fact, catch the Steelers.
Yeah.
You did. You were resolute.
And they did. And they did it even quicker than I thought they would, because if the season ended today, who's in and who's out? It ain't the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
And yet again, start to queue up your Steely Dan records. They're going to have to rely on everybody else, like Joe Burrow on Thursday night, for instance, to begin doing their dirty work down the stretch. That being said, no, I mean, it's the definition of a team that's painfully average. And I think it's worse with us, worse with the Steelers, and worse with this fan base, because it has been this way for the better part of a decade. That's why it is such a high when they actually beat a good team and it is so low anytime they lose a game, because we just know the final destination will be the same exact thing that it's been since the end of that 2016 season.
But we just said last week the teams around them are not that good.
Yeah, but they're not that good right. either. Like, they really suck, Steelers, and they don't have a proven quarterback some of those teams.
The Steelers individually are the same.
Well, wait a minute, Chris.
It just happens to be that the rest of the AFC is also playing at a very average level.
I trust almost every quarterback for any team with their record or better more than I trust whatever they got.
They do have a proven quarterback. The problem is he's too proven.
The current version of him...
He's too old.
...is way too old. I'm talking about in real time. The Bills have lots of problems.
Yes.
I still trust Josh Allen.
Correct.
The Patriots are 10-2. I think Drake May is going to be an MVP much sooner rather than later. Mm-hmm. Not a bold take. The Ravens are 6-5 on a 5-game winning streak, and Lamar looks dinged up. I still trust him more than Rodgers.
Okay.
Jacksonville, I don't know what the hell to make of them.
You can't say that.
They're one of the few teams I wouldn't mind seeing. Kansas City's on the outside looking in. I think they are charging.
Yes, you're also skipping over two teams with better records than them, though, because you have a harder time with those two teams.
I think if they played
the Colts and Broncos,
I think if they played the Colts in Indy,
Bo Nix and Daniel Jones.
If they played the Colts in Indy, I think Daniel Jones would carve them up. And if they played the Broncos in Denver,
you could say Mile High.
Mile High, yeah. I think that would be Mike Tomlin's favorite game. One team's a bag of hammers. The other team's a box of rocks. Who's going to win? I also still trust Herbert more than I trust anybody on the Steelers, because I watched Herbert not even play that great, but still carve them up when it mattered. That's why I just don't trust their quarterback play whatsoever. Did you see this? I don't know. I sometimes lose track of stats we've tossed up there, but I see Pomp quote tweeting this. This is from a Ben Fennell.
Oh, is this about Jameis Winston?
Listen to this, Donnie. This is like the wildest stat imaginable.
This stat that you're about to read
is an all-timer.
I wish I had at the start of the show, because it's exactly why I was so adamant about why they lost yesterday and why I'm so sick of watching Mike Tomlin force his offense to play the same way every game, every week, every season.
Yeah.
So please read it.
This is from Ben Fennell. The Steelers did not complete a pass over 20 air yards in the month of November. Four games. 0 for 11. They only took 11 of those shots. Two INTs. Jameis Winston completed 5 such passes yesterday against Detroit. Yesterday. That is a horrifying stat. That is the biggest indictment of what Mike Tomlin is trying. He is trying to win with the closest thing you'd ever see in the NFL to a service academy offense. He's trying to win in a way that is not too dissimilar from what the Broncos did with Tim Tebow, functionally speaking.
Pony, what year was it, 2021, or was it maybe the I think it was 21, the year after, the offseason after Ben was done. Was that the big push for Jameis?
By me?
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah.
No, I still wanted him when Ben was here. Because I wanted him to back up Ben and then become the starting quarterback.
Because I really do wish we got that at some point. Jameis Winston having to play in Mike Tomlin's offense or on Mike Tomlin's
team. But
that
was before we thought Mike Tomlin was so risk averse that he basically told his quarterbacks not named Ben Roethlisberger that they weren't allowed to throw the forward pass.
Mike would run out onto the field and leap at him the way we saw Troy Polamalu do to quarterbacks.
He better
when
wrap
Jameis
him up.
Was about to take a snap.
His entire beard would be white by the end of the year with Jameis.
If
as
Mike's trying to bring Jameis down, though, he better make sure he wraps him up because Jameis showed a little run after catch ability too. Can he play wide receiver too?
Want to pass thrown by
Gunnar Olszewski,
the Gunner.
Yep,
one of the best plays in the NFL all year. Just so stupid and so perfect for who was involved there. Yeah,
I think you made a very good point at the beginning of the show. Believe it or not. When you
stings a little bit, but I went after Donnie, so it turned about his
said,
fair play.
They've had way worse losses, but this one really seems to stick in people's craw. It's a 3-point loss on the road with a backup quarterback.
As a 3-point underdog to a team
to a
that improved to 8-3. It feels awful. Like, I don't know what
and
it
is. And you score 28 points.
Yeah, your offense scores 21, but yeah, it's not like to look at the game on its face. I said it feels like an inflection point with fans. To look at the game on its face, you would in no way, shape, or form think that that was the case.
And they, like, if you look at the box score from the game and go, like,
it doesn't look like the Steelers got thoroughly outplayed.
No.
It looks like it was an evenly matched game that came right down to the wire.
Two takeaways apiece, both teams. The Steelers had the ball longer, the Steelers had more total yards of offense. They ran the ball way better than the Bears.
5.2 yards per carry. They stopped the Bears' very good running game, by and large. They kept them under 100 yards by one, and they held them to 4 yards a carry. Caleb Williams did not, like, dice them up to a degree that we've seen great quarterbacks do in the past. But it coming out of it, I don't know what it is. I don't know why it's this way. It feels like everyone finally decided at once that they are just sick and tired of this bleep. And they don't want to watch Mike Tomlin's fingerprints all over a team.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only. Get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.